September 16th through the 22nd. 2 Corinthians chapters 8 through 13. God loveth a cheerful giver. Recording spiritual impressions will help you remember what you learned during scripture study. You might write in a study journal, make notes in the margins of your scriptures, add notes in your Gospel Library app, or make an audio recording of your thoughts. What would you do if you heard that a congregation of saints in another area was struggling in poverty? This was the situation that Paul described to the Corinthian saints in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 through 9. He hoped to persuade the Corinthian saints to donate some of their abundance to saints in need. But beyond a request for donations, Paul's words also contain profound truths about giving. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. See 2 Corinthians 9:7. In our day, there are still saints throughout the world who are in need of help. Sometimes the most we can do for them is to fast and donate fast offerings. In other cases, our giving can be more direct and personal. Whatever forms our sacrifices take, it's worth examining our motivations for giving. Are our sacrifices expressions of love? After all, it's love that makes a giver cheerful. Ideas for personal scripture study. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 15, chapter 9 verses 5 through 15. I can cheerfully share what I have to bless the poor and needy. There are so many people in need all over the world. How can we possibly make a difference? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland offered this counsel, quote, "Rich or poor, we are to do what we can when others are in need. See Mark chapter 14, verses 6 and 8. God will help you and guide you in compassionate acts of discipleship if you are conscientiously wanting and praying and looking for ways to keep a commandment he has given us again and again." End quote. See Are We Not All Beggars? In the Ensign or Liahona, November 2014. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, and chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, making note of principles Paul taught about caring for the poor and needy. What inspires you about Paul's counsel? You might pray for guidance about what you can do to bless someone in need. Be sure to record any impressions you receive and act on them. See also Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 through 27, Alma chapter 34, verses 27 through 29. Henry B. Eyring, "Is Not This the Fast That I Have Chosen?" in the Ensign or Liahona, May 2015. Linda K. Burton, "I Was a Stranger," in the Ensign or Liahona, May 2016. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. False Prophets Seek to Deceive. It might help you understand this chapter to know that false apostles had arisen among the Corinthian saints. See 2 Corinthians 11:13. What do you learn from verses 13 through 15 about those who teach false doctrines? What do you learn about true prophets as you read about Paul's experiences as a minister of Christ? See verses 23 through 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Chapter 13, verses 5 through 8. I should examine my faithfulness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because today there are many who seek to lead us away from the simplicity that is in Christ, see 2 Corinthians 11:3. You might accept Paul's invitation to examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. See 2 Corinthians 13:5. For example, you might ponder what you can eliminate from your life that will help you focus on Christ. Or you might complete the attribute activity in Preach My Gospel on page 126. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. What is the third heaven, and who is the man who was caught up to it? In these verses, Paul was talking about himself, without mentioning himself directly, perhaps to avoid boasting about his remarkable vision. The phrase, "the third heaven," refers to the celestial kingdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 96 through 98. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. The Savior's grace is sufficient to help me find strength in my weakness. We don't know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. but it's easy to relate to his desire to have it removed. We all have challenges and problems that the Lord has not seen fit to remove from our lives. Think about your own challenges as you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. What did Paul teach about weakness? What does it mean to you that God's grace is sufficient for you? How have you experienced God's strengthening power? See also Mosiah chapter 23, verses 21 through 24, chapter 24, verses 10 through 15, Ether chapter 12, verse 27, Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 through 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. What did Paul mean when he spoke of two or three witnesses? In Old Testament times, two or three witnesses were required to bring an accusation against someone. See Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. Paul cited this practice when he referred to his third visit to Corinth. Modern examples of this principle of multiple witnesses include the three witnesses of the Book of Mormon, the testimonies of Jesus Christ provided by the Bible and the Book of Mormon, and the practice of missionaries testifying in companionships. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 2 Corinthians chapters 8 through 9. What do you find in these chapters that inspires your family to reach out to the poor and needy? This might be a good time to plan an act of service as a family for someone in need. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 through 7. Does your family know someone who could be described as a cheerful giver? How can we make our service to others more cheerful? 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3 through 7. How could you teach your family about our warfare against wickedness? Would your family enjoy building a wall or a fort with chairs and blankets? This could lead to a discussion about how to cast down things that lead us away from God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What are the spiritual weapons we use to control our thoughts? See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. What can your family do to focus more on the simplicity that is in Christ? Improving personal study. Record impressions. Elder Richard G. Scott said, quote, "Knowledge carefully recorded is knowledge available in time of need. Recording spiritual direction enhances the likelihood of your receiving further light," end quote. See Acquiring Spiritual Knowledge in the Ensign, November 1993. See also Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12 and page 30.